last time we talked about you know, the scripture talks about generations, and we looked at that, and so we said that God is looking for the continual legacy and of his purpose here on earth. And then we discussed about he will release his miracle power for those who are ready to impart it into others, empowering them to continue what God has begun in their midst. And I think we can attest to the fact that, you know, something real special is going on. God is realigning the church back to where it's supposed to be. And this is the way he did back in the book of Acts. You know, he used the apostles to line the church, get the church in line. It's a scripture that I want. It comes from the Amplified Bible. No, not the Amplified Bible, the Message Bible. In Ephesians. Ephesians 3 and 9 and 10. It's from the Message Bible. I just want to read. It says, this is what the Apostle Paul was saying. He said, my task is to bring out in the open and make plain what God, who created all this in the first place, has been doing in secret and behind the scenes all along. Through followers of Jesus like yourself gathered in churches, this extraordinary plan of God is becoming known and talked about even among the angels. So there are some things that, you know, the apostle is sharing with us. I said it last week. There are some things that God, there are some mysteries that God will reveal, you know, as generations unfold and through the apostle and that sort of thing and stuff. And so that's what's happening. There's a deep, like he talked tonight, there's a depth in God that a whole lot of the people of God has not tapped into. And that's why he's trying to take us. So it is such a privilege, you know, to sit under the apostolic anointing. Now, the Apostle Paul, who served God with a clear conscience, the Bible said, you know, like his forefathers. He talked about that. We talked about that in Timothy. So now he instructs Timothy, the third generation, to continue the legacy placed in him. Because, you know, he told Timothy, he said that I know that it's in you because it was in your mom and your grandma. You know, you need to stir up the gift that's in you. So the Apostle Paul definitely, you know, was talking about legacy. And so I said, you know, God is trying to get us, like the apostle was saying, to understand succession, to understand legacy, to understand continuity, to understand, you know, how God is a transgenerational God, how God wants this thing to keep on going. It's supposed to get stronger through every generation. But what has happened is, you know, it's gotten weaker with what it has happened. Now, some of the things that apostle was saying about, you know, he was talking about how the apostolic function and that kind of thing and stuff. Now, I want to make it clear to you. We're talking about government and talking about how God set up order and how God set up the fivefold ministry and that sort of thing and stuff. Now, the church been so far behind till we got to explain it, you know, so sometimes people think that, you know, you're trying to build yourself up, but that's not what he's doing. He's trying to make it clear that this is the way God set it up. God set it up this way. And so we have to recognize that, because if we don't recognize, see, we've been in a rat race for so long and we've been in competition and we've been trying to, you know, outdo the other person and that sort of thing and stuff. And we've gotten so far out of the will of God till that's why the power is not working the way that it's supposed to. So now, once we understand government and how God has established it and how this thing's supposed to continue, you understand what I'm saying? So if you already think you got it, then you're not going to be hungry for it. And then you're going to miss out on what God really has for you. Y'all with me? So we got to understand that God is trying to get something to us, trying to pass something on. Not only that, but there are people that we have influence over that we're supposed to be touching and reaching. That's right. Praise God. So now Now, these generations were meant to become connected together to fulfill the same destiny and to complete the same purpose. See all of these agendas? That's not God. God will put an agenda in a man. And then he'll raise up sons and daughters with the same agenda. With the same agenda. You understand what I'm saying? That's why a lot of times, I've said this before. A lot of times, people can't understand. They can't understand it. They say, some crazy rascal called the office and talking about, I need to just go and close my church out and just down and just bring them on down here because I follow, everything that the pastor said and all that kind of thing and stuff. And then he talking about, and then giving them my money and that kind of thing and stuff. And they called from a blocked number. And so I just told him, I said, they called back. Just tell them, I said, go to hell. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what is so concerned? Because they've been used to this old paradigm for so long. So when they see something different, they think there's something wrong with it. They think, oh, there's some kind of call. Let me tell you something about a cult does, a cult tried to get you in a position where you trust a man and not talk to God, not even trust God. You understand what I'm saying? But one of the things that I have learned from the apostle is how to get a hold of God and how to stay in God's face. You understand what I'm saying? Praise God. So when people see what God is doing, they can't understand it because they've been used to the old paradigm. You understand what I'm saying? But God, there's a new order in the earth. It's not a new order, but the thing about it is the mystery of it is being unfolded. You understand what I'm saying? So now watch this. Timothy was instructed by Paul to both retain the standard of sound words, which he had received. Paul told him Timothy was saying the same thing that Paul said. Let me say it again. See, matter of fact, Paul told Timothy, say, now, the thing that I've taught you, I want you to teach them to faithful men. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want you to teach them to men that's going to pass this thing on. Yes. You understand what I'm saying? So, but the thing about it is, Timothy wasn't trying to do his own thing. Yes. Timothy followed Paul's example and the thing that he taught him. So, he said, Paul was instructed by Timothy to both retain the standard of sound words which he had received and to guard the treasure which had been entrusted to him. Paul further exhorted Timothy to look for faithful men who would be able to teach others the pattern he had placed in Timothy. See, that's that pattern that the apostle was talking about. Apostle has a pattern in him. That's what the Lord told me. The Lord said, see, a lot of times, people follow apostle, but and they look at what he's got. You understand what I'm saying? And the thing about it is, why? That's proof. It's really proof of who he is, and God has blessed him. But the thing about it is, God said, no, you're missing it. God said, look at what he do. Look at, watch his prayer life. Watch how he spends time with me. That's what you need to keep your eyes on. You understand? All this other stuff is a result of that.
Yes, sir.
So, just like Jesus was with his disciples, the Bible says that Jesus used to steal away early in the morning. He steal away. And by the time the disciples would wake up, they would find Jesus behind a rock or somewhere praying. They would find him praying. You understand what I'm saying? So, Jesus said, okay, they say, Jesus, we got to go in another town. Jesus, come on, away from that praying and stuff. And Peter got a revelation. Peter, out of the other disciples, Peter said, I know what you're doing. All these miracles and things and stuff. He didn't tell him to teach him how to do miracles, signs, and wonders. He never asked him to teach him that. He said, teach us how to pray. Because we know that from your prayer life, all this is taking place. This stuff is not just happening. Amen. This is your prayer life. This your connection to God. Your connection to the Father is what's producing this. And Jesus would always tell him. Jesus said, I want to do what my father tell me to do. Jesus said, it's really not me that's doing it. So Jesus would spend hours praying to God. Then he'd go to somebody. Watch this now. Exactly what the apostle was talking about. Jesus would be gone on his way. See, the father, when Jesus got to the blind man, the father had already told him, just pass by and put your hand on him. I've already healed him. You missed it. See, your job is to just do what the Lord tell you to do, because the work has already been done. See, so you can't think that the work is being done because you put your hands on him. It's because of what the Father has done. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Praise God. So we have to come to a place to where we really understand that. See, when you understand that, you're going to give God all the glory for everything that happened in your life, because you know that you did nothing to cause it to happen. You understand what I'm saying? But go back to what I was originally saying, is that Jesus, he was the pattern. He was the pattern. He was the pattern son. So he taught us, amen, he taught us how, as sons, how we ought to follow the Father. Are you with me? So that's what Timothy learned, how to follow the apostle, how to follow Paul. Matter of fact, the words that came out of Paul's mouth, Timothy took them just like they were the words coming out of God's mouth. You understand what I'm saying? Because he knew that Paul was connected to the Father. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. So now. So the present apostolic move is bringing clear, accurate doctrine so that believers who has been disciples of the present day old saints of old can move forward without losing out on their inheritance. So a whole lot of folk been loving God and that sort of thing. Stuff, but they didn't really have government. They've been trying to do their own thing. But see, God's about to do it in a way where a whole lot of folk going to get back on track, and they're not going to lose out on their inheritance. They just didn't know.
Yes, sir.
Just didn't know. So God is raising a generation of fathers to bring to maturity a whole generation of sons who have been orphans a long way. Hallelujah. So God wants the current leadership to bring them into their inheritance by the process of fathering them to become true sons and daughters of God here on the earth. This finishing generation will be crowned with a generous company of fathers around them from whom they will draw and receive impartation. And see, that's why people can't identify with this, but I've been following the apostle for 18 years, and anytime apostle is ministering, I'm on the edge of my seat, because I wanna get every word that's falling from his mouth. You understand what I'm saying? And so I'm receiving impartation. So see, I don't have no problem recognizing what's on my life is because of the impartation that I received from his life.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Yes, some folk got so big of egos and that sort of thing and stuff, and act like, oh, I got my own anointing. I got my own. Where you got it from? Yes. You know, because they think that God, I don't know. I think it's just the error that's been taught, that a lot of times people believe that, you know, what they have on their lives. I've had people, come to the church, and, you know, they had, you know, the anointing was on them because they was in the house.
Yes, sir.
But so they thought that they could take that and go and start their own thing and then left. But when they left, the anointing that was on the house stayed at the house while they went, and they didn't have nothing.
That's
right. That's right. That's right. That's right. See, that's why, you know, I don't have my own agenda. I don't have my own agenda. Whatever the apostle need me to do, I drop it all.
Yes,
I drop it all. You know, again, people try to write you off like this. This is what people try to tell. People try to tell me this, but I don't go for it. They say that you have a special anointing on you to follow, and you have a special anointing on you to give. I said, no, I don't. I just stayed in the presence of the Father long enough for him to change my thinking, cause my thinking to be changed about how I'm supposed to follow. You understand what I'm saying? No, ain't no such. No, I had a pastor tell me, he said, man, there's something special. I said, no, it's not. I told him just like, I said, no, it's not. He said, man, because ain't nobody going to, just do this. I said, no, that's not true. I said, once you recognize that God has placed you under a father, under a spiritual father, and you trust them, then whatever it is that, see, that's why people say, I just follow pastor. I don't even worry about my own ministry. That's not the truth. The thing about it is, my agenda is on the back burner. And I follow the apostle's agenda. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you know what? I can say it with a straight face and don't care nothing about what nobody got to say. Nobody. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. So, people can say, you're just a flunk and stuff. Say whatever you want to say. Praise the Lord. But just keep on watching. Just keep looking. Keep looking. Praise the Lord. Now, watch this. Like Moses to Joshua. Like Samuel to David. And like Paul to Timothy, this generation will have true apostolic fathers who will nurture and empower them to come into the fulfillment of the purposes and promises of the forefathers. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. That in itself is a blessing. So that's one of the things that God showed me. God revealed to me how I saw this years ago. I was watching television. I was watching Oral Roberts years ago. I got saved. And I was watching Oral Roberts on TV. And so I saw these guys that was assisting him. I saw his son, Richard, and I saw Carlton Pearson. And I saw something that was on. I saw a likeness, a similarity of these guys. I saw what was on Aura. I saw these guys looked at, they functioned similarly. And so I knew that there was something about that head man that had got on these two guys.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. And so I said to God, sitting right there, I was on the floor. I said to God, I said, Lord, I said, I don't have no money to travel way to Tulsa. I said, who's going to father me? Now, at the time, I had a pastor. But I saw something.
Yes, sir.
I saw that there was a direct connection between that father and those sons that he was raising up.
Yes,
I saw it. God gave me a revelation of it. So what I did was everybody that I served under, I served. That's what I did. Because I saw something. You understand what I'm saying? And so that impartation, I'm telling you, it's incredible. I wanted to finish this out too, in that first chapter. Talks about the day of deliverance is here as God will move sovereignly among his people. The condition in the temple and his priesthood is about to see drastic changes. We welcome the apostolic invasion of God into his churches, into his church. It is his sovereign coming into the temple that will cause the new generation to be revealed. See that? And it says, and in his coming into his church, that will cleanse the leadership and bring about acceptance and wholeness among the people. Now, I'm going to look at I'm going to look at Malachi here for a minute. Malachi 3. I want you to just watch this. Malachi the third chapter. Verse 3. It says, "And he shall sit as a refiner of and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi," talking about the priesthood, "and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness." You see that? And then it says, "Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years." Now, when he's talking about he's going to clean up the leadership. See, when he's talking about a refiner, and he's talking about a refiner of silver and a refiner of gold. So you have to understand how gold is refined, because God has to be able to, people's hearts has got to be refined. Are you with me with this? Watch this. Okay. See, the way that gold is refined is they take and let me say this, gold is not found in its purest form. It's always found, you know, with other metals in it. So it's never found, so it has to be refined. You with me? So the refining of gold, what they do is they crush it into powder. All right. Then they add a substance called flux. And so they put it in this intense heat. And what the flux does, the flux causes all the metals, all the foreign metals to come to the top. And so this is how it's refined. So because the gold is heavy, it goes to the bottom, and the other metals, they rise to the top. So now what happens? Now the top has to be skimmed off so that the gold is pure. You with me? So it's the same way. Same thing happens when God is purifying our hearts.
Yes, sir.
Because many times our hearts are hard because, you know, the Bible talks about because of the deceitfulness of sin, it caused our hearts to be hardened.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So God has to, that's going to be a refining, and God is refining men's hearts so that their hearts can be pliable, their hearts can be softened, so that they can be more sensitive to the Spirit of God.
Yes,
see, you can't be sensitive to the Spirit of God with a hard heart.
Yes,
so God is cleansing the leadership now. God is causing now watch this. Most times, I want you to think about it. I want you to think about it. Think about you can feel like your heart is right toward everybody and stuff, but it's not until you start going through things till you become frustrated with everybody. And all of a sudden you can see all those impurities, right? You couldn't see them at first. But when you get in a situation, when you're going through things and this is happening in your life, that is happening in your life, you become bitter and all kind of things and stuff. All of a sudden that stuff starts rising to the top and you start seeing, man, I didn't realize I was that nasty to people. I didn't realize, you know. And so I want y'all to get all holy and sanctified on me and act like y'all don't have no kind of problems with people. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
So there has to be a purification. God will allow you to go through fire.
Yes,
the purpose of it is so that you can be purified.
Yes.
So that your heart can be purified.
Yes,
so then you begin to see, I mean, there's no way in the world that you can detect that this ring don't have no other metals. Not just looking at it. You cannot just looking at it. Not until you put it in the fire and that flux and you'll see the metals, the impurities rise to the top. So God will allow us to go through fiery trials. And I know a lot of times, boy, people in church, you know, especially Word of Faith, they don't want to talk about no trials. But Apostle just finished talking about it, how sometimes, you know, God got to get rid of some people out of your life. There's some things he got to get rid of out of you before he can move you into what he's trying to take you to. You understand what I'm saying? Praise God. So that's what, so God is doing. There's a purifying, there's a cleansing that's going on. So if you find yourself going through fiery trials, see, it's not going to show up. It's not going to show up. You got it all together. You are so sweet. You are so kind. You understand what I'm saying? But when you start going through that fire, amen, that stuff start coming out. But the thing about it is, when that happens, you cannot start blaming other folk. You can't point your finger at your spouse. You can't point your finger at your boss. You can't point your finger at nobody else because of what you're going through. You have to take personal responsibility and say, this has no place in my life. There's no way I can be this mean. There's no way I can be, I can be this disrespectful. And a lot of times, when you go through fiery trials and stuff, you'll stay away from church. And pastor better not say the wrong thing, push the wrong button. Because you may say you submitted, but you better tell once you're going through the fire whether you submitted or not. All right. Hallelujah. So this is what this refining that God is doing. God is allowing. See, a lot of times people they go to a place. All right. Just like to say apostle. Apostle is real strong. You understand what I'm saying? And he gonna get you straight. Praise the Lord. I know. You understand what I'm saying? And so sometimes people, when they are corrected, they'll leave and go somewhere else. And that's the very place and the very person that God has placed in their life so that they can grow and so that they can develop the way God wants them to grow and develop. And guess what? They're gone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, there ain't nothing the apostle can do to run me off. I'm here to stay. Yes. Glory to God. Some people say that, but as soon as a little wind blow, they gone. You understand what I'm saying? But there ain't nothing he can do. That ain't nothing he can do to run me off. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because watch this. Because first of all, I understand that no matter what kind of correction he gives me, it's because he loved me. Yes. And it's because he wants the best for me. Yes. So I'm not going to be sitting around tripping. And if you see him rebuke me, you better not come to me saying nothing about, he didn't have to do that, because I'm going to sack you out. Hallelujah. Because you know what? Because this is for my good. This ain't had nothing to do with you. So you keep your nose and your out of my business and you just tend to your own business. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've got to, man. Your mind got to be fixed. You understand what I'm saying? But the way religion has taught us, we don't know nothing about loyalty. We don't know nothing about Oh Lord have mercy. See, my loyalty is not really loyalty unless it's been tested. If it hadn't been tested, you don't know whether you're loyal or not. You understand what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. I had the apostle that just sacked me out. Glory to God. And I'm on the inside, I'm taking it on the outside and inside. I'm saying, bring it on, apostle. I'm going to straighten up. I'm going to do whatever you tell me. You understand what I'm saying? Because I trust you. So I don't let my ego get in the way. I don't let nobody opinion, because I ain't going to let nobody give me their opinion. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, listen to me. Let me tell you a secret. Tell you a secret, Mr. White. Watch this. I have never, I've been following the apostle 18 years, right? I have never said nothing negative about apostle or his family. Never. I have never said anything. I have never let anybody say anything to me about him. Oh, no, you can't do that. No, sir. You know why? Because you messing with my spirituality. Yes. You messing with where God is trying to take me to. Yes. And so you threaten, you are a threat to my destiny. Come on. And I'm going to erase you out of my future. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. No. I can't afford to have you around me. Yes. You're going to cost me too much. Too much that I'm not willing to pay a price like that. Hallelujah. See, until we get like this with the people who God has called us to follow, guess what? We're going to always be wishy-washy. We're going to always be, you know, we're going to always be indifferent about things and stuff. Well, I don't know if I agree with that. Watch this. Come on. I'm finna say this and I'm going to stop. All right. Watch this. Apostle can be wrong about something. Are y'all listening to me? Guess what? And guess what? I am not the one that's going to correct him.
Amen.
And guess what? I'm not going to leave him because he's wrong. See, it's God's responsibility to do whatever he need to do, correct or whatever. So my opinion or somebody else's opinion, I'm not going to give my opinion. Boy, look here, boy. People go looking. Oh, I don't know. Wait. No. Until you come to a place. See, you can't come to this place by yourself. Holy Spirit got to lead you here.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. And my life is the better because of it.
Amen.
My goodness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I got 4 more minutes, so I'm going to take 2. Hallelujah. Now, one thing, another thing, let me tell you something. Tell you something else. See, if apostles stop right now and say that, hey, you know, and he not, I'm retiring, I'm going to turn over to Leroy Jr., I'm going to follow Leroy Jr. just like I follow him. Glory to God. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna be his eyes and his ears, just like I'm apostle eyes and ears.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Leroy Jr. is Dr. Leroy Jr. is younger than I am. If it was Montreal the same way, Darnell the same thing.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying? Because God has started something and I can't stop it, because if apostle decides that I'm going to retire and then I'm going to pass it on to Leroy Jr. No. God is not finished what he started in me. I can't stop. I can't stop. See, that's what continue. That's what legacy. That's what succession is all about. To continue it. You understand what I'm saying? When the apostle Paul said, you know, he said, now I'm going to send Timothy because I don't have nobody more like-minded than me than Timothy, my son. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying? So the apostle Paul he prepared Timothy to take the baton when he went off the scene. Hallelujah. So now the church would have been in trouble if the church would have said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My time is up.
Amen.
All right. Glory to God. That's another thing, y'all. I'm not getting in trouble with the apostle. I'm going to always stop before my time.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Let me see. Get that to dad.